This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The governor of hard-hit California is warning residents to brace for the impact of a COVID-19 surge after Americans ignored health warnings and traveled for the Christmas holidays. Today, California is expected to extend strict stay-at-home orders in areas where hospital intensive care units are running out of beds. Governor Gavin Newsom.
It is clear and understandable that it's likely those stay-at-home orders will be extended. But again, based upon the data, that determination will be made.
Millions of Americans struggling financially during this pandemic are watching closely as Washington decides how much help they should get. It's up to the Senate now whether most Americans will get a $600 COVID-19 relief check or a $2,000 check. Last night, the House voted overwhelmingly for the $2,000 option.
The House approved a change to the coronavirus economic stimulus bill President Trump recently signed. The change would follow the president's insistence. $600 checks to Americans should be $2,000 checks. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal used a reference to A Christmas Carol.
Marley warned Ebenezer Scrooge there was a way for redemption, and that was through a new generosity and a new kindness. And we could emulate that here.
Allies of the president have opposed more spending. Texas Republican Kevin Brady says the money can't be put to good use.
This won't help local restaurants get their workers permanently back.
The outcome of the bill is uncertain in the GOP-led Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Still no known motive in the Nashville Christmas Day bombing, but we're learning the bomber gave away his car and ownership of his home in the weeks before the explosion that killed him. Anthony Warner was 63. Pierre Cardin has died. The French designer was 98 years old. This is AP News. The Senate convenes at noon today. Will it override the president's veto of a defense bill? The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Now that the House has voted overwhelmingly to override President Trump's veto, Senate leaders will consider similar action this week. The bipartisan bill, which pays for billions in military programs and provides a pay raise for the troops, was rejected by the commander-in-chief because it doesn't punish social media companies and it would allow name changes at bases named after Confederate leaders. House Democrat Adam Smith heads the House Armed Services Committee.
The president vetoed this because of something that isn't in the bill.
His Republican counterpart, Mac Thornberry.
This vote is about supporting our troops and defending America.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell supported the defense bill when it initially passed. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.